Welcome back. It's been a little while here in the program since we put a spotlight on the Quincy Toastmasters Club, at least 5 years ago, actually. So we thought it was time for a refresh, and quite appropriately, the president, Elizabeth Thomas, is here to tell us all about it. Great to meet you, Elizabeth.
Great to meet you, too. Thank you so much for having me.
It's Wonderful. Our pleasure. Like I said, we did have representatives from the club on the program here, but it's been a while.
Okay.
And I thought let's remind folks a little bit about what Toastmasters is, what its purpose is, and how folks might be able to take part in it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again for having us. So Toastmasters, Quincy Toastmasters, is part of Toastmasters International. And Toastmasters International is worldwide. We have about 270,000 members worldwide Wow. in 148 countries. So Quincy Toastmasters is just one of the clubs. And last week we held an open house. And our mission, we said, it's helping people go from being fearless from being fearful to fearless. So that's what Toastmasters is. It helps us to improve our public speaking abilities right. and to be more confident speakers.
Sure. It's right in the name, right?
Yeah.
When you think Toastmasters, yes. right? You typically think of a wedding, mm-hmm. right? And somebody giving
a toast.
Right.
Yep.
So is that where the name came from?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
How old is the Quincy Club?
The Quincy Club turned 75 on the 1st of January.
Wow.
So that's great. We're celebrating our Jubilee year. And we're just excited. We were one of two charter clubs, the first charter clubs in Massachusetts.
Really?
So that's a big deal for us.
Wow. Did you
yes.
know how it all got started years ago in Quincy? No.
I don't know how it,
yeah.
But I know we're one of the two of the first ones.
That's amazing. How many members in the Quincy Club?
We have about 40 members for sure. We have, on a nightly basis, we have about 25 to 30 members present, but I think we have 40 members, registered members.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the official name is 675 Toastmasters.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Quincy 675. I really don't know how they came about with that 675, but just to distinguish it from the other club,
yes.
I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
How did you yourself get involved with Toastmasters?
Toastmasters.
Yeah.
You know what? As a child, like a lot of people, had this fear of public speaking. But it was a few years ago that one of my friends who was very involved in Toastmasters in London mm-hmm. passed away suddenly. Mm. And for a whole week during her memorial services, there was so much talk about Toastmasters. And although I had researched Toastmasters before, that was the push for me. I said, you know what? I've put it back for too long and this is it. I think it's time.
Wow.
In her memory, I said, I'm going to join Toastmasters, and I did.
Really?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
So I'm on my second year.
So you're new?
I'm fairly new.
Yeah.
I'm fairly new.
How has the experience been?
It has been phenomenal.
Really?
I will tell everyone that this is absolutely the best gift I've given myself, the gift of Toastmasters.
What about you has changed in the past 2 years from being in Toastmasters?
For instance, when I was asked about this, in the past, I would get all flustered. I would want to see questions beforehand.
Oh.
What am I going to ask? You know. So I think it has prepared me to really think on my feet.
Mm.
We have this part of the agenda where we do the impromptu speeches. So that really helps you to be prepared for anything.
Yes.
A lot of practice. So that's what I like about it.
Interesting. Okay. So are you from the area originally?
No, I am from the Caribbean island of Dominica.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me about your journey here to the States.
My journey here, well, actually my husband brought me, I came to Massachusetts because of my husband.
Okay.
I got married and stayed here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, my daughter's for 20 years.
A few years ago.
A few years ago, yeah.
Okay.
Years ago.
And settled here in Eastern Massachusetts?
Yes, we're in Milton.
In Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right next door.
Yeah, next door.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do in your day job, if you
in
will?
In my day job, yeah. I am the clinical operations assistant at the Mattapan Community Health Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you interact
yeah.
with the public on a daily basis. Yeah.
I do, yes.
How has Toastmasters helped you in that part of your life?
It helps me a lot because I have to be at certain meetings, for instance, the quality improvement meeting, the providers meeting. So I often have to speak up. I write minutes. So that has helped me a lot. In my first year at Quincy Toastmasters, I was the club secretary,
mm-hmm.
so taking the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that has helped me in my day job as well.
Sure. Yeah, just organization,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And planning.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
getting everything chronologically
having
correct.
Having a good listening ear.
Yes.
Taking
so
down.
Here you are 2 years in and you're president.
I know.
Well, how did that happen?
That's crazy. First I started off 6 months into my journey in Toastmasters, I was the club secretary. And then the following year, I put my name in the ring for the president.
Oh, all right.
It was two of us who ran for president and obviously I got more votes and here I am.
Yes, yes, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So what is your goal as president for Toastmasters?
My goal as president is to continue to increase membership. I'm working with two newer members as a mentor to help them along the process. It can be a little daunting when you just start to know all the moving parts. There's an educational component to Toastmasters where we follow pathways. So everyone, there are different pathways you can follow. My first year, I did the leadership development pathway, which I completed, and now I am doing motivational strategies pathway. So people can choose different pathways, and there are different projects that you have to do along those pathways. So as a mentor, I'm helping them navigate those pathways, and you know, sometimes it can be they're not sure of what they should do and so on. So I meet with them on Mondays before our club, which I call Mentorship Mondays. So I'm meeting with my two prodigies tonight, 6:30 before our club meeting.
Okay. So are there instructors and classes as part of Toastmasters? How does that actually work?
So we learn from each other.
Okay.
There are the templates. There are the Toastmasters International has lots of resources.
I see. Okay.
Like some of the handouts I gave you.
Yes.
Learning to find your voice, what the program entails. So, but most of it is learning from each other. Mm. Some in our club, we have members who have been there for many, many years. The gentleman who spoke at the open house has been a member for 30 plus years.
Wow.
So he comes with a wealth of experience.
Sure.
So to help the newer members who may be just 1 year into it or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how does one become a member of Quincy Toastmasters?
So to become a member of Quincy Toastmasters, you can find us on Toastmasters International. And it says find a club and you submit a contact submission form and then we'll get in touch with you. And we encourage guests to come visit, see what it's like.
Okay.
You can visit for three meetings and then you become if you choose to become a member. But for the first meeting or two, you just come to observe what's it about, what's it like. You interact with members, get to know what it's like, see the agenda and stuff like that.
Okay. So
yeah.
Where and when do you meet?
So we meet every Monday night, excluding holidays. We meet in the Anselmo Library at Quincy College from 7:15 to about 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who can become a member of Quincy Toastmasters?
Anybody can
become a member of
Quincy. Okay. Welcome all. It's a very diverse club.
Is it?
Yes.
No age restrictions? Or?
Well, I would say maybe high school. We are targeting the college students, so college up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is required of a member once they become a member?
Once you join, we have dues that we pay every 6 months. So there's a we're in membership drive for paying up dues. It's $80 for every 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the only requirement? Do you have to attend certain
you
number
have to,
of meetings?
Well, we have the Toastmasters promise that you have, and we hope that when you become inducted into the club, we ask you to read the promise that you'll be diligent about attending meetings, going through the projects, giving speeches, and that sort of thing.
To bring guests
bring
to
guests,
the club, it says.
Offer to sign as an officer, and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But these are kind of on a volunteer
basis? On a volunteer basis. You know, nobody's forced. I mean, some people extend quicker than others. You
yes.
know, some people may, as soon as you come, you dive in and start giving speeches, and some people are more laid back and they want to observe a little longer.
Right.
The
yeah.
first speech you do is your icebreaker, and your icebreaker is just an introduction of who you are to the rest of the members.
So this is your elevator speech, essentially?
Yes. Who are you and what brought you here? And
and
once you've gotten that out of the way, then you're more inclined to want to take on more speeches. But I know for me, the icebreaker speech was nerve-wracking.
Really?
Oh, yes. All eyes are on you, and it's your very first time.
Right.
Although you're just speaking about yourself, where you're from, your hobby.
The easiest topic, right?
Supposedly. Supposedly. But it's not always the case.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of sweaty palms, and you're not sure of yourself. And although it's 4 to 6 minutes,
yes.
it seems like an hour when you're standing there with all eyes upon you.
So what are some tips then, you know, for getting through that or for any kind of public presentation? What do you advise folks if they're having a case of nerves?
Breathing. Pausing.
Yeah.
You know, these things, and it comes over time.
Yeah.
The more you do it, the more you get comfortable being up there. And you learn tips. You learn tips about hand gestures, using vocal variety, engaging with the audience, and just Knowing that everybody there is there to help you succeed and become a better speaker.
There's no tests, right? You're not going to be quizzed or anything?
No, you're not going to be quizzed.
Okay. You're not going to pass. There's no pass or fail.
No, there's no pass or fail. And there are no losers in Toastmasters. One of my favorite quotes is by Helen Blanchard, was the very first female international president in 1970. And she has a quote that says, "If you get out of Toastmasters all there is to get out of Toastmasters, then you never get out of Toastmasters." Yeah. And it's so true. Yeah. I truly believe that.
Well, it's a lot more than giving a speech or giving a toast, right?
Yes.
I mean, it transcends probably every aspect of your life, right?
Yes.
Your interpersonal relationships, your work relationships.
Absolutely. Communication, leadership development, all these things, it's part of Toastmasters.
Yeah. Has the advent of technology, you know, changed the way Toastmasters approaches its mission? We communicate so much differently today than we did 75 years ago, you know?
We do.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in Toastmasters when the pandemic happened.
Okay.
So that's when they introduced the hybrid. And we're still hybrid today.
Oh, really?
Which is great.
Oh, okay.
I join, sometimes go to another club. As a Toastmaster member, you can visit any club.
Oh, okay.
And last week I was at another club and there was a member from Saudi Arabia giving a speech.
Wow.
It was 8 o'clock at night for her, but so that's what it is. It says a whole new world has been explored with technology. So that's great. You don't have to be. You can visit us hybrid if you like.
Okay.
You don't have to be there in person.
Okay.
We encourage people to come
in person,
but there's always that option. I was away for a few weeks last year, and I was still able to connect. You know, I can connect with any club anywhere in the world. Toastmasters is in 148 countries.
Pretty chance, good chance you're going to find one where you are, right?
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Through the hybrid method, you can join.
Isn't it better to be one-on-one like we are right now?
I prefer to be in person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a different way to communicate than it is virtually?
When you're virtual, you have to pay attention to the screen. You have to make sure you're seated in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different feel. It's great that we have the opportunity, but I like the in-person better.
It opens up the access, I think.
It certainly does.
Yeah, different gestures, you know, and inflections that you might not get otherwise. Mm-hmm. We heard a lot about how young people are stuck on their phones, you know, and are not communicating.
And they're losing those social skills.
Are you seeing that?
I think so.
Really?
I have two young people in my life.
Okay.
So I know. It's a shame that we, as much as we want to encourage the use of technology, but I've seen it take away from the social aspect of one-on-one, that those interpersonal skills that are lacking today.
Yeah. So what could young folks learn from Toastmasters to kind of improve those skills?
We want young people to come to join us.
Right.
We want them to come to see that being in person and that eye contact is so important. One-on-one, you know, speaking with someone, there's a difference than being on screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you encourage folks maybe when they first join at least to maybe write things down, little cue cards, if you will, or helpful notes?
Yeah, we do. We try not to encourage you to read your notes.
You can have index
cards in front of you with the bullet points of what you want to speak about.
Okay.
And the more you do that, the more you get away from it eventually, you know, so that's great.
Sure. So you meet on Mondays.
We meet on Mondays.
We're meeting tonight. Okay, what's going on?
I'm actually giving a speech tonight.
Oh, you're giving a speech.
I'm giving a speech tonight. Tonight we will have four prepared speakers.
Oh, okay.
And in addition to that, we have what is called table topics, an opportunity for impromptu speeches. So there will be a table topics master who will call on volunteers and give them a question.
Is that when you duck under the table and say, please don't pick me?
You know, you answer right then and there. And it's 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay.
So that's great. And then we have the evaluators. So for the prepared speakers, you have evaluators. So I have an evaluator that I connected with beforehand to let him know what are my objectives. What do I want him to look out for during my speech? In my particular speech tonight, it's two-part. I am doing the evaluation and feedback project. So the speech tonight, my evaluator will give me feedback.
Right.
And next week, I will deliver the same speech incorporating the feedback that I get from my evaluator tonight.
Oh, all right. So that's actually, it's constructive, right?
It is.
It's
not, it is. Constructive criticism.
Yeah. Because when you're delivering it, you probably don't even hear yourself.
No, right? And it goes by so fast.
Yes.
My speech is 5 to 7 minutes.
What's your speech about tonight?
Tonight, I am following the motivational strategies pathway, and my particular project is the Evaluation and Feedback Project. Tonight I've chosen to speak on my part-time job as a retail associate at TJ Maxx.
Oh, fun.
And my interaction with customers.
Okay.
So that's going to be.
Retail therapy.
Yes, retail therapy is the name of the speech.
Something a lot of folks can relate to, probably.
Yes,
so, all right, so I was trying to get a sense for what topics can be anything.
You can speak of anything. They can give you, they'll give you the project idea, but you're free to speak on anything.
Okay.
So for instance, your project might be they're looking on vocal variety.
Mm-hmm.
So you choose a speech that you know you're going to have lots of vocal variety.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Do you practice beforehand?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, not as much as I did in the beginning.
Right.
Because I don't want it to seem like I've memorized the speech, because
I
know the worst thing you can do is memorize. Because if you miss one word, then it throws
you all off.
It throws you off. So I try not to do that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been fun to learn about Toastmasters. And
thank you so much for having me.
Hopefully get the word out for you and encourage folks to at least find out about it.
Yeah, and thank you for all your promo with the open house.
Yeah, we're happy to do that. Happy it went well.
Thank you.
And please come back.
I certainly will. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.